tree called wood. It is I want to do. I can't control it. I'm lying on the ground. I'm stranded on the ground. And I don't know how I will get back up on my feet.
We appreciate you hanging out with us today on Modern Jazz Today. You can learn more about us, the artists we are playing, and read exclusive interviews at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next in this set, we're going to start off with Guitar Elation from the new album Double Live at Green Lady Lounge. We're going to check into the track The Rewinder, followed by Peter Hum. From his album Ordinary Heroes, we're going to listen to Fake News Blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to grab one from the vault. Not too far, though. Back in 2015, I'm talking from bassist Avishai Cohen Trio from the album From Darkness. We're going to listen to the track Beyond.
That time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Yo, it's Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double Ds. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie B.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Many solar companies hire mowers to maintain the area under and around their solar installations, so tall grass and other vegetation does not shade the panels. But some solar firms are taking a different approach. They're paying farmers to keep sheep at large-scale solar sites. The animals eat the plants, including those growing in hard-to-reach nooks and crannies.
So the sheep keep the grass low so the solar panels can produce energy. At the same time, the sheep farmer gets to produce agricultural product in the form of a lamb crop.
Kevin Richardson is with the American Solar Grazing Association, which trains solar companies to host sheep and farmers to work at solar sites. He says the approach can help increase the acceptance of solar in rural areas because the land is still used for agriculture. And it provides farmers with a steady paycheck, which helps when meat, dairy, or wool markets fluctuate. Plus, it helps them access more land, which they might not otherwise be able to afford.
Especially in parts of the country like the Midwest and Northeast, where land is really expensive. And it's also a good entry point for young farmers who don't have the capital to rent or buy land.
So Richardson says solar grazing benefits both sheep farmers and solar companies.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.